This article appeared in the Maharshi Newsletter, July-August 2023 issue. It is titled, Three Walls from the Path of Sri Ramana by Sri Sadhu Om. Sri Sadhu Om was drawn to the holy presence of Sri Ramana Maharshi and dove deep into the ocean of his grace. Sri Sadhu Om composed many works expounding the teachings of Sri Bhagavan. One such work was The Path of Sri Ramana, Sri Ramanavari. A new English edition of The Path of Sri Ramana was recently published by Sri Ramana Center of Houston. Sri Kumar Saran, working with the assistance of devotees including Michael James, Robert Butler, Nalini Venkat, Savitri Venkataraman, and P. Subramanian, among others, undertook to provide a new translation that more clearly reflects the current Tamil text. In addition, verses from Sri Bhagavan's works including Ulladu Narpadu and Arunachala Stuti Panchakam, Sri Murugunar's verses from Guru Vachaka Kove, and Sadhu Om's works such as Sadhane Saram also have been given updated translations. An excerpt from the new edition that details the importance of investigation of the first person by means of the inquiry, Who am I? Follows. The Path of Sri Ramana is available as a free audio-visual book at Sri Ramana Center of Houston's website. It is read beautifully by Johnny and Robert Butler. It is also available in paperback from Amazon. Someone was yelling and shouting out, Help! I have been imprisoned. I have been trapped in this triangular room. How can I escape? Standing in a corner at the point where two walls meet, he was feeling the two walls in front of him, moving his hands from the left wall to the right by turns and wailing, There is no door, no opening of any kind through which I can escape. How can I get out? A friend of his, who was standing a short distance away in the open air, heard this wailing, turned around, and looked at him and realized the situation in which his friend found himself. There were just two walls standing there in the open air. The two walls met, blocking only two sides. From this, his friend deduced that the man who was standing between the two walls, facing just them, was falsely assuming that there was a wall behind him and was grieving over the fact that he was trapped in a triangular room. So his friend asked, Why are you feeling the walls and weeping? The man replied, I am trying to find out if there is some way in which I can escape from this triangular prison, but I can't find any way out. Friend, okay, why don't you look and see if there is any way through the third wall behind you? Man, turning and looking, Oh, there is nothing at all stopping me. I'll run away in that direction. So saying, he starts to run. Friend, why are you running? What need is there to run? Will you remain in prison if you don't run? Man, oh yes, I wasn't imprisoned at all. When there wasn't a wall behind me, how could I be imprisoned? The idea that I was imprisoned was pure delusion. I was never imprisoned, nor have I now escaped. In order to be free, I don't need to run to get away from these walls. The reason for my bondage was my own error in failing to look behind me. The practice which will lead me to freedom is simply to turn around and look. I remain simply as I am, free of both bondage and liberation. Reflecting thus, he remained at peace. Do think that we have, at some time or other, lost or forgotten ourselves is not true. If, on the contrary, it were true, then even if we were to make effort and attain ourselves, we may again lose it. Then what to do? Sadhane Saram, verse 311. The true state of oneself is not a state that can undergo changes, such as being lost or again being attained. Know that this state is that which is never lost. In the clear light of the sun of self-knowledge, which is devoid of changes such as being lost or being attained, how can such changes, which are an unreal darkness, take place? Sadhane Saram, verse 312. The true state is nothing other than to remain free of the useless imagination that the real has not been attained. To eliminate that imagination, all we need to do is abide with our attention turned inward toward ourself. Sadhane Saram, verse 13. The two walls in the story are the second and third persons. The third wall, which was imagined to be behind, is the first person. The path to liberation does not lie in investigating the second and third persons. Only through the first person investigation, who am I, will the true knowledge arise that ego, the first person, never exists. Only when ego, the first person, is thus destroyed, will the false nature of both bondage and liberation be realized. Only so long as one says, I am someone bound, that is, only so long as one experiences oneself as if one were bound, will there be thoughts of bandha, bondage, and mukti, liberation. When one looks at, observes, examines, or scrutinizes oneself to see who is the one bound, and when thereby oneself, the one who is eternally liberated, alone remains as siddham, what is firmly established or always accomplished, since the thought of bondage will not remain, will thought of liberation henceforth remain? Ulladu Narpadu, verse 39. Just as we describe the three walls as the first, second, and third persons in relation to space, we can view these three walls as past, present, and future in relation to time. Through the present time investigation also as to what is the truth performed in the present, without thinking of the past and future, all thoughts are annihilated, whereupon the present is revealed as non-existent and disappears. Then all that remains is self-awareness, which is timeless. How is this so? We call that which happened a moment before the past, and that which is going to happen a moment later we call the future. Therefore, if we try to identify the present moment without paying attention to the moment which preceded it or the moment which followed it, even the 10 millionth part of one instant which appears as now will be found to belong either to the past or the future. If we put aside these infinitesimally small particles of the past and of the future, an attempt to discover what present time lies between them, no actual present time whatsoever can be identified. Thus, the mental creation, known as the present, will disappear, leaving only self-awareness, I am, which is outside of time. Past and future stand holding or depending upon the present. While occurring, they too are actually the present. Therefore, the present is the only one, the only time that actually exists. Alternatively, this sentence can be interpreted as meaning, the present alone is all these three times. The present alone exists, or there is only the present. So the implication of all these interpretations is that there are not three times, namely the past, present, and future, but only one, namely the present, which alone is what seems to be these three. Hence, without knowing the reality of today, the present moment now, trying to know the past or future is like trying to count, calculate, or evaluate without knowing the value of one. Ulladu Narpadu, verse 15. When we investigate ourselves, except we, where is time and where is place? If we are a body, we will be ensnared in time and place. But are we a body? Since we are the same, one without any change, now, then, and always, the same one in each place, here, there, and everywhere, there is only we, the timeless and placeless we. Time and place do not exist. Ulladu Narpadu, verse 16. Therefore, investigating only the first of the three persons and only the present of the three times is the path of liberation. Even this, the path of Sri Ramana, is not really for the removal of bondage or for the attainment of liberation. The path of Sri Ramana is designed for the enjoyment of supreme peace, free of all thoughts of liberation, through the true knowledge that realizes that in truth there was never any bondage for us.